Chapter 3. Having to watch the Maldonados arrive in their pompous cars and ridiculous clothes destroyed any chance Marissa had of enjoying church. Instead, she spent the morning watching her parents' faces and the back of Don Francisco's head. She rose and sat when her abuela did, and sang the hymns even more atonally than usual. It certainly didn't help that the church building was sweltering inside. The final prayer was like a call to freedom, and she rushed out into the fresh air, scalding but fresh, as fast as she could. The walk home felt like a blessed escape. Changing into a t-shirt and shorts was a profound liberation. And when she plugged herself into Overworld, every other physical sensation melted away, replaced by the crisp perfection of virtual reality. Nothing saved you from the horrors of the real world like escaping into a fake one. The Cherry Dogs had their own private lobby, a constantly shifting collage of all five girls' different decorating styles. A week ago, Anya had replaced the entire floor with what looked like a window into a non-Euclidean abyss, but it gave the rest of them such vertigo that Sahara had sworn to change it. Marissa saw now that she already had, and the new floor was some kind of polished marble tile, like the lobby of a nice hotel. One wall was covered with floating monitors of various size and specialty, so the team could review the latest game developments together. Marissa's current game avatar was simple and utilitarian. A set of dark green army fatigues, with the flag on the shoulders replaced with the Cherry Dog's logo. "Hey, Mari," said Fang, who was already waiting in the lobby. She was Chinese and lived in Beijing, but the two of them had been playing together for years, and her English was perfect. Marissa felt a pang of embarrassment that her own Chinese hadn't improved nearly as much in the same amount of time, and greeted Fang in Mandarin to help make up for it. "Ni hao." Fang was wearing one of her typical avatars, a small figure in a tattered black cloak, her belt heavy with wickedly sharp knives, and her face mostly obscured by a hood. Marissa had